Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, August 9th, and I'm your host, Rena Sherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. The week ahead will include economic releases on inflation, retail sales for July, and the first University of Michigan consumer sentiment print for August. The conference calendar heats up with the virtual version of the J.P. Morgan Auto Conference, the headliner event. 13F filings will also start pouring to give an indication of how the hedge fund crowd was positioned for Q3. The most interest will be on if hedgies took profits on high-flying names like Wayfair, DocuSign, and DraftKings. And finally, don't forget about the gold sector with Barrick Gold due to report earnings and the pro-inflation trade heating up. In earnings news, Duke Energy, Barrick Gold, Canopy Growth, Marriott International, Taubman Centers, and Workhorse Group report on August 10th. Cisco, NIO, and Huya report on the 11th. Brinker International Performance Food Group and Lyft and Cisco report on the 12th. Applied Materials reports on the 13th, DraftKings reports on the 14th. One of the bigger auto conferences of the year takes place on August 12th with the J.P. Morgan Auto Conference in a virtual format this year. Presenters include AutoNation, Visteon, Adient, Superior Industries, Stoneridge, Aptiv, IAA, Tenneco, Gentherm, RumbleOn, Dana, and General Motors. J.P. Morgan is also hosting GM Financial and Ford credit presentations, as well as moderating a panel with representatives from Moody's, S&P, and Fitch Ratings. The tough decision across the U.S. of how to send kids back to school is still being worked out as public health officials and local governments hash out contingency plans. The added uncertainty this year is likely to disrupt the back-to-school season for retailers even more than in the past few years when Amazon and online shopping displaced old consumer habits. This year, Cowen warns that apparel firms like American Eagle, Kohl's, and Gap could suffer even more with at-home schooling and play. Analyst Oliver Chen sees an incremental 5-10% overall BTS sales headwind amid the pullback in apparel spending and promotional environment. On the positive side, Chen singles out Ulta Beauty as being in a good position. Noted Chen, "We believe Ulta is well-positioned to capture this spend shift given strong skincare and do-it-yourself trends underway." In particular, he points to the AR-enabled virtual try-on embedded in Ulta's app that collectively makes for a compelling contactless shopping experience. He also says Target looks attractive given its valuation, beauty momentum and resilience, broadline traffic, and home and private label exposure. Cowen expects certain electronic categories like laptops and tablets to see an uptick in sales due to at-home learning, which will offset weakness in clothing for Target. Target should also benefit from steady traffic, its multi-category assortment, and robust curbside capabilities, he noted. Walmart will begin running movies next week in partnership with Tribeca Film Festival at converted parking lots at same-store locations. The curated list of 320 hit movies will include Black Panther, Wonder Woman, E.T., Cars, and The Lego Movie. The viewings will be free of charge, although a reservation is required. The retail giant's foray into movies coincides with exhibitors like AMC Entertainment, Cinemark, and Marcus Corporation going through a period of disruption, including AMC agreeing to a 17-day digital release window under a landmark deal with Universal. Martin Transport has a 3-for-2 split set for August 14th, and Ocwen Financial has a 1-for-15 reverse split scheduled for the same day. This week in Barron's mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's weekly edition. The publication takes a look at two election outcomes with voting less than 100 days away. If the Republicans keep the White House and the Dems keep the House, the list of stocks seen benefiting includes Goldman Sachs, Lenders SLM, and World Acceptance, ExxonMobil, Energy Transfer, and Lockheed Martin. Trade war pressures are seen lingering for Apple and the retail sector in general in the status quo scenario. A Democratic sweep is seen as positive for Tesla, First Solar, and infrastructure plays like Vulcan Materials, Granite Construction, and Martin Marietta Materials. Amazon and Facebook are anticipated to have an even greater threat of regulatory action under the blue scenario. Outside of election talk, Estee Lauder is singled out as an overlooked pick amid the pandemic. It is noted that Lauder's products have shown enduring growth, with sales of its makeup and skincare products more than doubling in the decade following the 2008-2009 recession. Estee Lauder is also expected to benefit from its international exposure. The U.S. accounted for about 29% of last year's sales, with Europe, the Middle East, and Africa contributing 43% and China 17%. This week in our single stock focus, we cover Carvana with Gary Alexander. The stock closed the week at $192. Alexander begins here. Virtually every single internet e-commerce stock has seen record performance in the wake of the coronavirus. Both consumer staples and leisure purchases and everything in between have seen rapid rises. E-commerce has also taken off for auto sales and for the used car market as a whole. With the closure of car dealerships across the country, people have taken to the internet to make purchases as big as cars. Against this backdrop, the market was expecting extremely strong earnings for Carvana in Q2, and instead, we got the opposite. In spite of the earnings weakness, shares of Carvana shot up over 20%, and year-to-date, the stock is still sitting on handsome over 2x gains. Even though Carvana has chalked up its Q2 revenue disappointment to supply constraints, we believe the company has mis-executed, but to its credit, in an incredibly challenging environment, and missed out on an opportunity to gain market share and mind share in a time that has shuttered most of its traditional competition. Consider the fact that Carvana's 2x stock price performance is based on the company's ability to use the pandemic as a turning catalyst in its path to greater market share and eventual profitability, similar to how Wayfair has turned the pandemic into an opportunity. With the rapid deceleration we've seen in Carvana's growth rates, we're not sure if the company's beefy all-time highs can be justified. Alexander goes on. While it's understandable that inventory-reliant businesses are facing exceptionally challenging macro circumstances at the moment, for a company to blame weak pandemic-related demand shocks in one quarter, then flip to blaming supply and inventory in the next, is definitely a red flag for mis-execution. With a full understanding that cars are expensive pieces of inventory to hold, Carvana simply wasn't able to react to changing demand trends quickly enough to keep its sales pipeline healthy. The lost sales in one quarter is one issue. The damage to their Carvana brand of a customer logging onto the site and finding minimal inventory or stock outs of the car they want is potentially even more significant and more difficult to quantify. Alexander concludes with this. The fact that Carvana shares have doubled year to date and are sitting at all-time highs doesn't jive with the fact that the business is facing a serious inventory issue that has sustained into July per CEO commentary, with immediate no line of sight to recovery. We think it's senseless to award all-time high share prices to a company that isn't projecting pure strength. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew bearish on Carvana, with 2 neutral and 4 bearish. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Alpha Trader, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great week.